They are here in three ways: as spirits who have been born into human bodies, as outer space beings who have formulated bodies acceptable to dwell among us undetected, and as those visitors who live in secret bases observing and watching. They have all come to save us from ourselves. It would be useless for people to form witch hunts to find them and point them out and say, "You are one," unless they are willing to also look at themselves in the mirror and say, "You are one," for they are our ancestors, our relatives. Their blood flows in the veins of every living creature on this earth. The latest ones have come complete with programming and imprints of past lives and emotions to help them deal with life in our chaotic world. They are an infusion of new blood that does not believe that fear and war and destruction are the ultimate answer. They are programmed with love, peace and understanding. They are also more sensitive to the emotions and feelings of others. Yet they seldom know their true heritage. The rising suicide rate among teenagers is evidence that many of these gentle newcomers cannot adjust, no matter how spiritually high their intentions were in volunteering for the job. The way of life on this planet is simply too painful. Since there is no way to distinguish star people, and since very few of us know of the journeys of our soul, there is no sense in wondering about it. We must simply try to incorporate the beliefs and aims of the star people into our lives and help them save our planet. Yes, the aliens are here. Thank God that they are, for without them we are lost. About the author: Dolores Cannon was born in 1931 in St. Louis, Missouri. She was educated and lived in Missouri until her marriage in 1951 to a career Navy man. She spent the next 20 years traveling all over the world as a typical Navy wife and raised her family. In 1968 she had her first exposure to reincarnation via regressive hypnosis when her husband, an amateur hypnotist, stumbled across the past life of a woman he was working with who had a weight problem. At that time the past life subject was unorthodox and very few people were experimenting in the field. It sparked her interest, but had to be put aside as the demands of family life took precedence. In 1970 her husband was discharged as a disabled veteran, and they retired to the hills of Arkansas. She then started her writing career and began selling her articles to various magazines and newspapers. When her children began lives of their own, her interest in regressive hypnosis and reincarnation was reawakened. She studied the various hypnosis methods and thus developed her own unique technique, which enabled her to gain the most efficient release of information from her subjects. Since 1979 she has regressed and cataloged information gained from hundreds of volunteers. She calls herself a regressionist and a psychic researcher who records lost knowledge. She has also worked with the Mutual UFI Network, MUFON, for a number of years. Her published books include Conversations with Nostradamus, 3 volumes, and Jesus and the Asinus, which has been published by Gateway Books in England. She has written several other books, to be published, about her most interesting cases. Dolores Cannon has 4 children and 12 grandchildren who demand that she be solidly balanced between the real world of her family and the unseen world of her work.